to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
I'm convinced that anybody that orders the nuclear wings at any type of restaurant is an idiot.
That's a huge statement, but also agree.
I was at a restaurant in Vegas. It was like a burger shop. And for no apparent reason whatsoever, it wasn't like a wing destination. It was just a place that had burgers and also some wings that you could order. And they had like medium, mild, hot, super hot, nuclear, melt your face off, surface of the sun.
I'm not here for that.
Nobody enjoys the planet of the sun, right?
I don't
Can you imagine anyone
we
does?
We live on the surface of the sun, and that's terrible. And I don't want that in my mouth. Not only that, it has to process, and I don't want that either. Yeah. Like, I don't...
I don't even like being here, but we live here. So who the heck is going to order it willingly and enjoy it?
I don't do spicy things very well.
Right.
It's taken me a long time to build up even the slightest form of tolerance that I have to heat.
Yeah.
So when I tell you that the chili sauce at Panda Express is where I'm comfortably limited at, I don't go hotter than that because I don't like to sweat.
That's pretty.
I mean, I feel you. If
that's pretty wimpy,
though,
isn't it?
It's not very hot. And I know that it's not very hot, but I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm talking the stuff that you have to like wear gloves or sign a release.
Yeah. But for me, anything hotter than that is the equivalent.
Like, yeah.
There's nothing on Taco Bell's menu that has ever made me sweat. Let's put it like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No matter how they bill it.
I feel you. It's pretty mild. But again, like, I don't need to go to a Mexican restaurant and have like the hottest of the hot. I get it. Some people like it. They enjoy it.
No.
The scorpions, the ghosts. What are the other ones?
Black
Mambas, the reapers. If you're sitting there trying to get like breath in between your bites so that you can finish your meal, that's not a move. And also, that does nothing for me as a person going to eat with you. Like, I don't.
Well, as a woman, which you are.
Yes. Thank you.
If you were to witness like a guy be like, oh, I think I could take down the hottest of the hot. Is that doing anything for you?
Nothing. Just Sahara Desert.
If you're going.
That's what that's doing for me.
Boy, that's really turning me on.
That
for
does
later.
Nothing for me. Absolutely nothing.
When you're at my place on the toilet.
Let me
an hour and a half.
Remind you to wash your hands 18 times between then and later. Like, no.
I have once watched a hot pepper eating competition. These people were going straight to the hospital afterwards.
No.
Like straight.
No.
You're just torturing yourself.
What, I mean, I guess if you were entering a hot chili eating contest, like a hot pepper eating contest specifically, okay, I'll let you do your thing.
There was one woman who I believe she was an actual zombie.
Okay.
Because she was eating it and not flinching or anything.
That's
like
wild.
She had no reaction whatsoever.
You are an alien.
They said that there was something genetically that prevents her from acknowledging the spice, which is so weird. I don't understand
I need to talk to a geneticist ASAP.
Yeah.
Like, there is a gene that allows you to do that?
I think so.
And also,
she did not flinch. She didn't even have the sniffles.
If you acknowledge that, should you be allowed to compete in a hot pepper eating contest?
I feel like
that gives you such an unfair advantage.
I swear to you, I have like the wimpiest of wings, and I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Does anybody have a tissue?
No, I'm sweating. I'm sweating just thinking about it.
So, who are you, super weird and superhuman people?
Why?
All right, we got Rachel in Glendale on the phone. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you said that you worked at Hooters?
I did.
So this is something that, like, I don't know Hooters menu very well. I think I've been, like, 3 times in my life.
They have wings.
So they do have wings. Do they have hot wings?
They have really hot wings. They have, the hottest wings was the 911 stuff.
Somebody call 911.
I was just going to do that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so
Rachel, who ordered the 911s?
It was all the guys.
Oh, you don't
say. Tough guys.
Weird.
They all wanted to come in on the unlimited wing night and, you know, impress us girls.
That's okay. That is the most make sense situation I think I've heard all week.
It's such a strange flex.
It is, though.
Hey, watch me eat these wings and then cry like a baby.
Watch me sweat. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. Like, as if we really cared, you know, that they're sitting there sweating with their napkins. Yeah. I mean, who really goes in and just chooses the 911 sauce? But they would totally come and ask us for, like, milk on the side to cool their mouth so they can keep going.
I feel like that would have been such a great opportunity for you guys to be like, I would have been more impressed if you did it without the milk and then handed them their glass.
Listen, I've tried to do a lot of things to impress women, especially when I've been drinking.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's when I got the courage. But trying wings that'll make me have diarrhea for 3 days, that is not something I want to do to impress anybody.
Like, I don't, as a female, I don't want to be around you in 3 hours once your digestive system has finally started to work.
Yeah, no.
That sounds terrible to me.
I'm not trying to recreate the scene in Dumb and Dumber. I'm glad you didn't fall for that weird masculinity of eating
same.
The spiciest wings.
I did not. I had to act impressed while they were there, though.
Because tips.
Yeah.
Tips
yeah.
be life.
Tips. Yes.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Kim thinks she has her life all planned out.
Don't we all?
She's got it figured out, and her mom, Denise, maybe wants to hit her with a little reality today.
Ooh, and we're serving up the reality check?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the cross I bear.
Okay.
Let's call up Kim now and break some news.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kim?
Yeah, this is Kim. Who's this?
Hi, Kim. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Okay. Yeah.
I have news for you today from your mom, Denise.
Okay. Is she okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's fine. In fact...
Oh, okay.
She wanted to make sure that she got this message to you. She wanted me to tell you that while your life plan of marrying a rich guy sounds great and moving, you know, out into his mansion and sailing off into the sunset on his yacht sound like a very thoroughly worked out life plan, according to your mom, it may not be the best life plan. She went on to say, you know, you went to college. You're a smart girl. Maybe start to work on a career.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. I was, like, holding my breath here for a minute. Like, what's going on? Okay. First of all, I was kind of teasing with my mom about marrying, some fancy oil tycoon and moving into his mansion and having pool boys and
ooh,
that's a very valid dream.
The pool boys.
I like that. Listen, I'm still trying to pursue it in some ways. But I am living in the real world, so.
Well, Kim, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country.
Oh, I love you guys.
As the resident single girl in the room, I think this plan is fantastic.
Yeah, we are siding with you on this
100%. And also, when you find yours, find me his friend, who also is an oil tycoon.
Yeah.
Because I am available.
Oil Brother. Tycoons.
I will take it.
Oh, look at the pair of you.
Yeah, yeah, right? We'll sit just, side by side with drinks in our hands.
Just settling down with oil tycoons.
Just Kim and I and our pool boys. It's fine.
So, yeah, we're fully on board with this life plan. In fact, I feel like you have thoroughly thought this out and... Sounds pretty solid.
I'm not upset with this plan.
I'm very smart.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning. My 8-year-old Easton, guys, said something to me yesterday that instantly made me think this is the equivalent to a girl asking her boyfriend or husband, would you still love me if I was a worm?
Oh.
We've all seen these, right? Like,
yeah.
It's all on social media, girls. We think of the weirdest, strangest things. Be like, would you love me? Like, would you love me if I was a diagonal angled chip? I don't know.
kids say the darndest things.
Our brains are weird places as girls. But Easton was on par yesterday. So I'm in the living room watching TV, minding my own business. He walks up to me. He goes, hey, Mom. And I said, yes. He goes, he said, if I was in a really bad accident and the doctor came up to you and said, we have to cut off Easton's arm and give him a robot arm, would you let them? And I said, well, yeah, if it's between you dying and you having a robot arm, of course I'll let them. He goes, but would you still love me? What kind of question is that? And in that moment, I went, oh, my God, this is like girls asking their boyfriends, would you still love me if I was a worm? Mm. And I laughed uncontrollably.
I love that about him, though. He's so concerned for your love.
He is. He just wants to know, would I still love him if he had a robot arm?
Mommy, no, seriously. If I looked like a robot, I wouldn't try to kill you or anything, but would you love me?
And then I said, well, would your robot arm be able to open up a jar of jam? And he said, well, yeah, Mom, it's a robot arm.
Yeah.
And I said, then yes, I'll still love you. What are you talking about? You're crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, Deason, what does your kid spend his time talking about? Mine, getting a robot arm.
Yeah. It's mine wild. Is not concerned whether I love him or not. The only thing he's concerned about is getting more robot arms.
Oh.
Like, my son would be like, but Dad, also, how can I become a robot?
Can they take the other arm, too? And then I'd have two robot arms?
Super jumps, and can I kick people across the hall?
Because that would be sweet.
That's what my son would be thinking. Well, he would not care about my love at all.
I just want to know that I'll never abandon him. It's fine.
That's very cute.
Isn't it, though?
And also, you shouldn't have to reassure him if you're going to love him like that.
I don't think it's that. I think that he's dealing, I mean, not to get deep, but like he's dealing with abandonment issues with his dad because he hasn't seen him in 6 years.
Yeah.
So I think that that's where the love is stemming from.
Okay.
Other than that, I just think he really wants a robot arm and he thought it would be pretty sweet.
All right, guys. Well, gear up that chainsaw. Somebody needs a robot arm.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
After driving my son to karate 3 times this week,
yes,
today he doesn't have karate.
So it's not even that you have the day off, he has the day off.
Yeah. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Celeste and Buckeye, what are you looking for an amen for this morning?
Yesterday at my work, we had an office meeting, and the office tattletale got told to quit tattling on everybody.
Yes! I love that.
And she was indirectly told in front of everybody to quit gossiping. So Ooh, that is awesome.
So they called out her specifically. They didn't just say, hey, if you're tattling, don't do it anymore. They pointed her out?
No, well, like, she's notorious to do the tattletelling and all that stuff. And so we had an all-office meeting, and it was like blanketed over that.
I got it.
We all knew it was her, and we all kind of like stared at her when she was
like, you didn't have to say her name because everybody knew.
Everybody knew. Everyone's eyes went straight to her because that's all she said.
I love that so much.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Love that for you. Congratulations. That's a real office win.
We don't need no snitches.
You know what they say.
Stitches get stitches.
Yeah.
And ditches. No.
Celeste, you have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Justin and AJ, what can we give you an amen for this morning?
I've been trying to call y'all for the secret sound, and I can't get through, and I just need to make sure my phone works, and it does. I know the answer, and I've known for like 4 guesses now, so I want a preemptive amen, and I get through, and I guess the secret sound. So can I get a preemptive amen, please?
Preemptive.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. I'll be calling you on about 23 minutes. So I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. I guess we'll talk to you soon.
I don't doubt we're going to talk to Justin soon.
You know what? As the fact that he calls us all the time, he'll definitely get through at some point.
602-894-5653. Call us up if you have something you want to brag about, small, big, whatever it is in your life.
We're here for you.
It's Can I Get an Amen?
Nico Rico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right, here we go again. We do it every morning at 7:30. It's Rico and Cheyenne on Camel Country with The Secret Sound. Mindy in Queen Creek is our contestant today. Are you ready to play The Secret Sound?
I'm ready.
All right, Mindy, if you can guess The Secret Sound, you are going to win a 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day package to Disneyland, along with a 2-night hotel stay at one of the Disneyland Resort hotels, and it includes parking. So if parking makes you anxious, there's no reason to be anxious.
Yeah, no, you're all set. So this is going to be super easy, okay? You're going to guess it, and you're going to win, right?
I love it. Let's do it.
All right, let's play The Secret Sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Mindy in Queen Creek. This is The Secret Sound. Tell us exactly what this is.
All right, Mindy, what do you think that secret sound is?
I'm going to say like burnouts from a car.
Car burnouts. No.
That's not it. That is not it.
No.
I think Earnhardt would kill us if we were doing burnouts in our cars. They'd be like, what are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't give you a hint one way or the other. Just listen out today for another clue at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron. And good luck. Hopefully you get through again, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
A car doing burnouts.
Another complete air ball. Okay, now that I think about it, you're right.
Okay, can't say anything else.
Let me take that back.
We'll play again tomorrow at 7:30 right here on Camel. Here we go. We're going to bucket list this morning.
I love a good bucket list. I like to imagine that we make more money than we do.
Yeah,
it's and good that to we dream. Have the capabilities to do these things.
It's good to dream.
But I like this bucket list because we're keeping it homeland.
Yeah, this is attainable. Top three places in the United States that I've never visited that I've always wanted to.
Okay, so our top three must visit in the U.S.
Top three. Number three, I've always wanted to have a beignet at Café Du Monde. Café Du Monde. New Orleans is number three. Number two, I would love to gallivant through the vineyards of Napa Valley.
Ooh.
So I guess like Napa.
Why is Napa on number two for you?
I've never been. And
I mean, neither have I.
It seems so fancy to me. And I like drinking wine, so.
Okay. I mean, that's valid.
There we go.
Okay.
And the number one spot that I've never been in the United States that I would like to go is Honolulu.
Ooh. If you go to Honolulu, that's one place I have been, and I'm so blessed because it's only because of this job that I've been to Honolulu. You'll never want to leave.
I will not leave.
Yeah.
So we will start doing the show from Honolulu.
Say less.
As soon as I go.
Say less. I will be your roommate.
I love it.
I don't even care.
I want to like soak in the culture. I want to be called Brada. If I could just get one Brada. Come over here, Brada. All right. Top three places you've never been that you'd like to go in the United States.
I would say for me at number three, this one is a slasher.
Okay.
Because they're kind of like the same area, but not. And I could be very wrong on distance-wise. But like Boston / New York at Christmas time. Very specifically Christmas time. I want to be in New York at Christmas. I want to experience it.
Those two places are so vastly different.
Yes.
You would want to experience them separately.
Okay. Well, then number four would be Boston. Then number three would be New York.
New York City.
At Christmas time.
I love it.
Specifically, Rockefeller Center.
I totally co-sign
I want to go
that.
See the Rockettes. And I want to go to Broadway. And I want to do all the things.
Wow.
Like,
you did your research. All right.
Because that's how badly I do want to go at Christmas time.
Okay.
It's the whole thing. I follow the Rockettes on all social media platforms. Okay. Like, I
know the guy
fan.
Who does their choreography.
Stop it. You can't do that to me.
I'm not kidding.
Because I will lose my mind.
I can have you doing a kick line with the Rockettes.
I would cry. I'll cry right now.
On stage.
I'll cry right now.
The Christmas Spectacular.
Don't do this to me. Okay. Nico. Don't do that.
I told you I'll hook you up.
Okay. Number two would be Jackson Hole.
Oh.
I know somebody who works there right now on a golf course, and they're always like, you need to come out and see this place. It is stunning.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I want to go so bad.
I hear that. Yeah. I would love to do that also. Yeah. Just not much of like a foresty guy.
See, I grew up that way. So it's very like near and dear to my heart.
I am not.
So we're okay with it. This one, I think we're both, my number one, I think we can both get down with. And my fear of visiting this place is the same fear as Honolulu. I won't leave.
Uh-huh.
Key West.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've been to Key West.
I don't want to go Sophia. But I know I won't want to leave because that I am an island girl.
I would live there 1,000,000%, but there are so many hurricanes.
I know.
That whisper to Key West, I'm going to blow you away
huff and
very
puff.
Soon.
Yes.
So that's the only reason I will not live there, but visiting Key West, holy.
I know, I want to go so bad.
Like just cruising over the Everglades and like, oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, that's why it's my number one. Oh, I just,
that's a great list.
I want to go so bad, but I won't leave. Like I love the desert because I grew up in the desert.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, half of Washington State is a desert.
Yeah, I love it here too, man.
But the beach, oh, the beach is where my soul finds peace.
The ocean. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just.
Well, just think, oh. Cheyenne, in the near future, global warming is going to melt the ice caps, which is going to raise the water level, and then it will reach Arizona coastlines.
I wouldn't be upset about it.
We will be beachfront property.
Well, I'm not mad about it. I saw something on TV while I was watching the Holiday Baking Championship, because that's how I spend my time, that made me go, there's no way somebody is making money doing that. So you know when they do, like, even any reality TV, Love Island, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They always have side-off conversations with the camera and the person, and they tell you a little about themselves. And
Yeah.
This baker comes on. He's like, oh, well, I have a side gig where I go to people's houses at Christmas time, and I send them away for the day. They leave for the day, and they come back, and I have decorated their entire house with their Christmas decorations. Their tree is done. All their decorations are up. Ooh. It's like, I spend like 8 hours at people's houses, and I went, there's no freaking way somebody is making money doing that. But it's like how he supplements his bakery income to be able to expand and buy new stuff.
That is incredible.
But
what? Why do they send him away? That's my only
issue.
It's
just like, hey, get out of the house and let me give you this wonderland.
Yes, stranger, you can have free reign of my house that you just walked into my house and see all my expensive, fancy things.
Well, we do that with our cleaners, right? Like, cleaners will come in, you're not home.
I know, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I know you
I don't
do.
Know this mysterious Christmas decorator.
I don't either, but if you're going to decorate my house, go for it.
That sounds awesome.
And also, that sounds like something amazing as a side gig your Christmas time, because Christmas is expensive.
I love Christmas time. I love decorating, but you know what? It's miserable.
I am not decorating. You're right. It sounds great for somebody else.
Yeah.
I am not doing this.
No.
Because it stresses me out to decorate my own house.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also, you have to go through people's decorations to know what they have.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine the inventory list you'd have to give them? Exactly. Like, let me pull everything out. Let me see what you got. Let me imagine it in this space. No wonder he needs 8 hours now that I think about it.
Yeah. That's a full
gig
right there.
That's a full day.
So how much did he charge, did he say?
He didn't say, and I'm very upset that he didn't.
Do you think this exists here in the Valley? If not,
I don't know. I just gave first of all, finder's fee. You have to pay me if you start
Nico
this game.
Nico and Cheyenne, decorate.
We don't promise anything.
No, not at all.
The decorations will be up.
Maybe some of your Christmas cookies might go missing.
It might not look like what you imagined. It might not look like anything at all.
Your ornaments may turn up a little broken.
There's like ornaments hanging from the cabinet door.
I don't know about you, but I break one every year.
Oh, that's why you have to get drop resistant ornaments.
I'm talking about like the ones that you pick up like throughout life in your relationship.
Oh,
you like
yeah.
Justin made one from school. Like Justin Lazarus 2020.
I might be the worst mom, but I don't hang those up on my tree.
Oh.
I do like one or two from the year, like from the current year, and then I keep them all in a box. I don't
So you don't display your sentimental ornaments.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Because I have a theme for my tree.
Oh no, you didn't.
And I don't like.
Oh no, you didn't.
It's the same theme every year. It's,
oh no,
it is.
You fashioned over functioned.
I aesthetically.
You don't want to ruin the aesthetic of your tree.
I aesthetically like my green and red sparkly bulbs.
Okay, well you are perfect for this gig.
No, I'm not. Only my own house.
Because they'll be like, here, we'd love like our kids' ornaments that they made in elementary school to be on this tree. And you'd be like,
your kids' ornaments are
no,
garbage.
This is my job.
Okay? Not yours.
I'm the decorator. So as a side gig, wow, I double stamp it. I'm down for it.
I think it's great.
It's better than picking up dog poop.
1,000%.
Which that could be a side gig for people too.
I know people who do that as a side gig.
Yeah.
I know people who do that for a full-time job.
There we go.
Which is wild to
so,
me.
So dump the dog poop and decorate Christmas
Start
trees.
Start decorating Christmas trees.
Perfect. I will schedule you for December 10th, please. True story. When Uber first came out, I was like, wow, this company is going to not only destroy the taxi cab community in New York City, but it's going to change everything.
It changed the game for sure.
And then I was like, you know what? I know a buddy that makes apps, and this is where my side gig comes into play.
Okay.
I know a buddy that does apps. Is there a way that we can make an app for, like, kind of like Uber, but dog walkers? Because in New York City...
Oh, it's smart.
You never know when you need one. You never know how to get one. So instead of seeing like cars on the map, you would see dog walkers on the map. So you'd be like, oh, hey.
Could you pick up my dog?
I need a dog. Yeah. I need a dog walker in 15 minutes. There's an app for that now.
That's wild. And you don't get a cut of that?
I feel like I should, right?
Yeah. Did he make it?
No, I mean, somebody made it. Oh. I think it's called Waggle or something.
Aww.
But literally, like the mobile dog walker thing was... It was my idea.
I'm really upset you don't get a cut of that pie.
It would have been a nice side gig.
That's legit.
It could have turned into massive money, but anyway. Do we have anybody chiming in on side gigs on the text?
The amount of side gigs within Camel Nation is insane.
Oh.
This is the equivalent of, I know a guy.
Yeah.
Text from the 480. I run a micro bakery out of my house.
Ooh.
Love that. I've actually thought about this because you guys know I love to bake bread.
Yeah.
My bread is phenomenal.
Like our guy Steve Giannini's wife, our sales guy, she makes taffy and chocolates and stuff.
Phenomenal.
Like out of her kitchen.
Yeah,
and
so
they're
good.
Amazing.
Text from the 480. I cuddle for my side gig. She goes, not only does it help the people who pay for it, but it also helps with my mental health.
Is cuddle a euphemism for something else?
No, I think it's legit. She comes over to your house and cuddles with you. Like, she's the big spoon. Or she'll be the little spoon. Or he. I don't know who you are.
Okay. Are we doing a wink-wink? She cuddles with people?
No. I think she legit socks on, sweats on, cuddles.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This next one, I have questions.
Yeah.
Text from the 602. I have goats, and I rent them out to people to trim their lawns. This guy.
I mean, it's free food for the goats, right?
Absolutely. It not only feeds his goats, clearly it feeds his bank account.
How evenly do goats trim up lawns?
Probably not well.
Are they edging it up as close as my normal guy? I'd be like, walk up to the goat. Hey, you missed a little. You missed a little of
it. It like falls over and doesn't move for 10 minutes. You're like, dang it.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.